scaryspooky.com.
The Little Girl Named Zoe by scaryspooky.com. When I moved to my new house, I couldn't wait to start a fresh new life. I was 6 years old and I was going to have my own room. I had been sharing a room with my two sisters, Alex and Helen. Now that we moved out of our tiny apartment, I was so happy. My dad found a new job, so we had to move. At least, I would still go to the same school. The first few months at my new house were normal and exciting. After I settled in, things started to feel a little unusual. Often when I was alone in my room, I would hear scratching near my closet. I knew it wasn't my dog Jerry because he never scratches the walls. The scratching would always get louder and it creeped me out. I would drop whatever it was I was doing and run away to my mum or dad. After a while I got used to it, but I knew more strange things would come. For the past 5 weeks I had scary dreams about my house. There was one dream that stood out the most to me. I was running in a forest. I stopped when I noticed a girl about my age sitting on the ground bleeding from her chest. I screamed and passed through the girl. I woke up feeling sweaty and scared. Soon after, I saw a little girl sitting on my bed. I could also see her shadow in my room. I went over to her and got a closer view of her face. The girl had long, beautiful hair and dark brown eyes. She was wearing a small headband and a pink nightgown. I was a little scared, but I felt that she didn't mean any harm. The girl smiled and said, "Hello, my name is Zoe." The girl giggled and vanished. I was really scared now. I had never seen a ghost before. The next day I was playing with my SpongeBob plushies when Zoe came and sat down next to me. She was still wearing the same clothes. She smiled and said, "Can I play with you?" In shock, I said yes. Zoe and I played together silently. I could tell she was having fun. About 10 minutes later, Zoe stood up and said, "I have to go soon. My mum is going to come get me." She walked to the door and waved goodbye. I waved back. She walked through the door and left. The last time I saw Zoe was on a spring afternoon. I was playing in our backyard. I needed to rest, so I sat down under a shady tree. As I was resting, I looked up at the clouds. I heard soft singing nearby. I sat up and saw Zoe sitting on my tire swing singing a baby lullaby. Zoe was wearing a white sundress and a large white hat with a pink bow wrapped around it. She stopped singing and turned around to face me. She smiled as she got off the tire swing. She came to me and said, "I won't be here any longer. I have to go soon to a place where everyone is happy. I asked her where that was. I don't know now, but when I get there I will. Before I go, I just want to say it was nice meeting you and goodbye. I waved to her and she waved back. Zoe lifted up her hat, passed through my backyard and faded into the fence. I'm 12 years old now and I haven't seen Zoe since. I know that she's in her happy place now. The place she told me about before she left the world forever.